Welcome to the Eric Hampton Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and today our subject is how to create a culture of compassion in your business. And if you want to know how to create, implement, and maintain a culture of compassion in your business or nonprofit or church, then this podcast is for you. But before we get started, I invite you to hit the like button, the subscribe button, maybe leave a comment. It really helps the channel. Now, I'm going to give you a few seconds, maybe 5 seconds to go grab a snack, maybe a glass of water, maybe something to take notes on, and I'll be right back. Okay. Maybe that was a little too generous. Maybe that was 10 seconds, but let's go. Again, this is Eric and welcome to my podcast. And again, our subject matter for today is how to create a culture of compassion in your business. Now, I'm recording this podcast in the middle of November. Generally speaking, November is a month of gratitude. Thanksgiving is a fun holiday to stop the hustle and bustle of life, or at least try to stop the hustle and busyness of life, and actually enjoy life. Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate family and friends. But as leaders, you and I, as leaders, we don't and shouldn't wait for the Thanksgiving holiday to feel and express sympathy, empathy, and gratitude towards our teams and staff and those we labor with, those we work with, those we serve with. And I believe that if you implement this strategy that I want to share with you today, you can begin to create a culture of compassion in your business, your nonprofit, your place of work, or even your church. I want to tell you briefly about a story about someone named Sheldon Yellen. He's the CEO of the property restoration company Belfour Holdings Incorporated. Yellen handwrites holiday cards to more than 9,000 employees annually as a way to say thank you. Let me back that thing up and repeat myself. The CEO himself of a company personally handwrites more than 9,000 holiday cards to each of his employees as a way to say those two magic words, thank you. Since 1985, Yellen has written thank you notes, holiday cards, birthday cards, anniversary cards, and he even writes to his employees' kids when they are sick and under the weather. So how can you create a culture of compassion in your business, nonprofit, or church? How can I create a culture of compassion right where I am? Well, first, we must recognize and celebrate deserving, hardworking staff. We must recognize them. We must celebrate them. We must identify hardworking staff that are helping us achieve our organizational goals. We must acknowledge career accomplishments, those who are achieving weekly, monthly, quarterly, semester, and annual goals. We must acknowledge their accomplishments and achievements and accolades. They matter. They're helping us do what we need to do. We must be genuinely interested in the well-being of our staff and their families. We must care that it's their birthday, that it's their anniversary, that it's their graduation, that their children's graduation, that it's, we must care about everything that is going on in their lives if they share that with us, that they are perhaps the first time buyer of a home, or maybe they're still in school and they are accomplishing or earning another degree. We must begin to celebrate our staff and be genuinely interested in what they are doing. We must care about our staff and their families. As leaders, we must recognize and remember that our most important asset is not our building. It's not brick and mortar. It's not marble. And it's certainly not our budget. Our most important and precious asset is our people. So, signing holiday cards and sending thank you notes is not mundane work. It's not frivolous. It's not silly, and it's not beneath you as a leader. You must, I must figure out a system to create a workplace of grace and compassion. As the leader, we must create and maintain environments that we would want to work in even if we weren't the CEO. And that starts by creating a culture of compassion. You can do it. I can do it. We must figure out a system. We must figure out a budget. We must figure out a team who will help us and figure out a way that we begin to create a culture of compassion in our workplace. That's it. That's all I've got for you today. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. And don't forget to lead right where you are. Thank you.